The academic year ended early this year at Morris Brown College in Atlanta, and seniors have graduated. But many underclassmen are deciding whether to return to the historically black college next fall or transfer and finish their degrees elsewhere. That's because the college, which was featured in the movie Drumline, has lost its accreditation and canceled its athletic programs. NPR's Kathy Lohr reports.
There have been rumors all year long about whether Morris Brown College, founded in 1881, would close. While the school was waiting for its final hearing before the accrediting body, it cut its spring semester to just 7 weeks. That way, seniors could finish the year while the college was still accredited. On the small campus in East Atlanta, a student loads up boxes outside her brick dorm. A member of the track team on scholarship, Samantha Fraser, hasn't figured out where she'll go her senior year. She's wistful as she talks about leaving this place.
You know, there's no words for it because it's always going to be in my heart. And even though I go to another school, I'm still going to be wearing Morris Brown paraphernalia.
The school is in a financial mess. It faces a $27 million debt. The Department of Education is asking the school to repay about $5.5 million that it says was improperly received student aid. Accreditation was revoked by the Southern Association of Colleges and Universities for many reasons, according to James Rogers, executive director.
There are a whole series of issues relating to the management of the institution, the board of trustees, providing the appropriate oversight, the student financial aid, learning resources, planning, a whole series of issues.
The original purpose of historically black schools was to educate students who were not allowed to attend white universities. Although there are more opportunities available for African Americans now, spokeswoman Deb McGee Spates says the mission of Morris Brown is still essential.
We look at other elements of the student that we think are important. In addition to test scores, it's also the aspirations of the students, it's the needs of the students, how much development, how much nurturing do the students need.
There are 103 historically black colleges and universities across the country. Morris Brown is not the only one in trouble. Several historically black colleges are on probation, and last month, Mary Holmes College in Mississippi also had its accreditation revoked. Many say the schools will have to change the way they operate.
A university is a business, and it has to be run as a business.
Harold Doley, Jr. is a member of the Presidential Board of Advisors on historically black colleges and universities.
There may have to be some mergers. We may lose some more colleges and universities, unfortunately. But in the long run, we will have institutions that survive that will be strong.
Historically black colleges and universities teach about 15% of all African Americans attending college, and they award 28% of the undergraduate degrees earned by blacks.
Okay, put that on top of this one.
Back inside the dorm room at Morris Brown, Samantha's mom, Jessica Fraser, stops by to help pack up a ragged area rug, used books, and photos of her daughter at homecoming. She says this small, historically black school was the right place for her daughter.
Everybody cared about each other. They were family. She was going to succeed whether she wanted to or not. So it's that feeling. Her professors wanted to make sure she knew her material. If they had to stay from 6 to 10 at night tutoring her or doing what they needed to do for them so their students will succeed in life. And it was that sense of belonging.
But this supportive atmosphere is not enough for historically black institutions to survive. Experts say the dream of going to college will be further away from many students unless the schools can find a way to raise more money and learn to manage it wisely. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Atlanta.